Good morning. It's 22nd of March. Our middle reading today is Psalms 148, 149 and 150. I'm going to read to you part of Brother Dudley Fifield's commentary on Psalm 150. I read, "In this final psalm, we are presented with the grand conclusion of the godly life for the individual servant of God. And, after all the weary years of human sin and stubbornness and its ensuing misery, the marvellous consummation of the purpose of God in the earth. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord," we read in verse 6. The psalm is all of a piece, and it would be a pointless exercise to seek to subdivide it in any way. There are 10 calls to praise God. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. First, there is a call to men to join in united praise in his sanctuary, the temple, the place where his glory resides. Not only in a literal temple made with hands, but also in that spiritual house, consisting of the glorified saints in whom also his holiness will dwell. But praise resounds also from heaven above, from the firmament of his power, his handiwork being the evidence of his omnipotence and power. Angels, in whose image man was made, who down through the ages have been his messengers and representatives in the work of salvation, join in the glad chorus. They praise him for all his mighty acts, revealed and rejoiced in by his servants in the pages of the Psalms. They extol him according to the abundance of his greatness. This great chorus of praise to God resounds within his sanctuary. The variety of instruments played, the trumpet, the psaltery, the harp, the tabret and pipe, stringed instruments and organs, loud cymbals and high-sounding cymbals all combined together in a glorious outpouring of harmony. In Israel, the instruments would have been played on different occasions by different classes of people, some by the priests, others by the shepherds, others by the maidens as they danced. So all strata of society are brought together in this united expression of incomparable joy that the God of Israel had fulfilled his purpose in the nation. The fact that the praise is in the sanctuary, however, carries us beyond the literal temple to the saints, the household of God. As we think of the various kinds of instruments, all with their distinctive sounds, we are reminded that the followers of the Lord Jesus Christ have their own characteristics that distinguish them one from the other. The different instruments speak of the variety of capacities that each brings to this final swell of orchestrated sound, as the faithful of all ages rejoice in the consummation of God's purpose. There could be no grander conclusion to the matter. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. It has all been accomplished by the redeeming work of the Lord Jesus Christ, who, having put down all rule and authority and power, and put all enemies under his feet, has delivered up the kingdom to his Father, that finally God might be all in all. And finally, to quote from Revelation 5, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honour and glory and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea and all that are in them, heard I saying, blessing and honour and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb for ever and ever. Amen." Thank you for listening.